Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
On this week's episode, Andrea is in the kitchen. Travel tips and amateur porn.
That's like your third mimosa this morning.
It is.
You're drinking mimosa. Andrea's scarfing down cookies and granola bites. And
mimosa.
I'm not sure that it's good for us to have
alcohol. Least you could do is have better food here. Okay.
Exactly. I had to bring my own champagne.
How long have you known me?
Too long.
And when in all of that time, I'm gonna be a little divorce court here on you. When you met me, and at any
you
point
since
then,
a little bit more ghetto.
Where I've lived? Have I ever provided good food that hasn't been delivered at that moment?
No.
So what would make you expect that it would be any different this morning?
Because you made us get here at 10 a.m.
Well, motherfucker, there should be like treat. An apple strata.
We should have
with a cinnamon apple sauce.
We should have our own chef with an omelet station, like right here.
You didn't see the Belgian waffle station in the foyer?
Yes, but that bitch burned it down. It's just not still live there.
We could have totally discussed this.
She does. She does live. She does still live there. You're talking about the woman that, or yeah. the girl that dropped her keys in the elevator with the tub running and a pizza in the oven. Yes. Yeah, and she's got a boyfriend now.
Isn't this the one that smokes pot?
No, the pot smokers are directly across the hall. Mm-hmm. She lives over in the studio in the corner.
She's got a boyfriend now?
She has a boyfriend
she
now.
She has to use this.
And we left at the same time the other day.
Is he hot?
He's cute.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've been recording.
Nice of you to tell us.
Thanks.
We're recording.
Thanks for the update.
We need a red light along with our intern.
An on-air. We do need an intern. I was telling somebody about that.
An intern and an on-air light.
Let's advertise. Bad hours, bad pay.
No pay. Actually, we will give you 50% of all profits from the show. In other words, nothing.
You then will owe us.
Yeah. You pay us, we give you experience.
And by experience, we mean...
Well, there are many facets to producing a podcast. You have to... There's the technology that has to be taken care of. There's the online real estate that has to be maintained.
Which I'm not very good at.
And then there's the co-host enjoyment, satisfaction, creative process. In order to be creative, you have to be in the right mindset.
Calm and relaxed.
And to be calm and relaxed, sometimes you need...
To pound one out.
You know, how many listeners do you think we have in Chicago here?
In Chicago? You know, it's really hard to
tell.
At one point in the beginning, I think probably a bulk of our listeners were in Chicago, but that's changed. And I'm not sure that we have any more in Chicago than we do anywhere else. I mean, there's a concentration, though.
Did you notice
I could be a politician with answers like
that?
Yeah,
exactly.
I was trying to look on the Frapper map to see, and there's not... unless I did something wrong, only like two people popped up in Chicago.
You did do something wrong.
Well, Frapper is kind of...
Weird.
It's kind
and
of
I'm no longer on
fucked
there.
Fucked up.
Hello?
You were removed surgically.
I will cut a bitch for that.
So, hello everyone. This is Justin.
This is Dan.
This is Andrea.
And you're listening to Drink Till We're Funny 2.0. Actually, it's really 1.5.
I like how that sounds.
I think because of the timing, it's easy to think that John is gone, but he's not gone. He's just on hiatus.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I did not hiatus.
I did not hiatus.
I mean, I ate.
But if we're talking in gay terms, you can't be a 0.5. You got to bump it up to 2.0.
So this is week two of Andrea, Dan, Justin.
John and Indy.
In the hizzy.
Only week
John
two?
I know. It seems like forever.
Damn.
That's because we've all known each other forever.
Too long.
A little bit.
So, Andre, do you have an update on the apartment? I'm curious to know what the apartment status is.
Oh, God. I'm so miserable. I can't find anything. I can't.
There are no open apartments in the city of
Chicago?
No,
my expectations are too high. Much like everything else. I mean, I expect it to be clean, roach-free.
Now, do you expect those apartments to come stocked with good food as well?
Just good pots so that I can make my own food.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Which I might add, you didn't have a problem scarfing down these chips. Oh, sorry, there's still some left.
Oh, there's
left.
Still a couple left.
Yeah, but I can't eat them on here because you'll hear me crunching them. Yeah. I'm eating these Chips
Ahoy
Thin Crisps.
And then
we'll
get complaints, and then you got to deal with that.
Right, they're a sad excuse for a cookie. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, but they're only, like 100 calories for that whole pack. All three of those are only 100 calories.
Okay, you have a fabulous figure, so there is no reason eating 100-pack cookies.
Well, that's why he has the fabulous figure.
That's how you keep,
because I don't believe in low-fat anything. You've had my cooking, you know.
I know.
Heard the menu for tonight earlier.
Yeah, what is the menu for tonight's dinner?
Smothered and covered pork chops. And homemade macaroni and cheese with gouda. And for dessert, I'm thinking cobbler, maybe blueberry, maybe peach. I haven't decided.
Excuse me, I just need a moment by myself.
when do I get invited to these dinners?
You can come over anytime you want.
There's an open door policy.
Oh, well.
I can make dinner. We can have a dinner evening if you would like to do that.
That would be fun.
And just tell me what
you'd
like.
We can bring the studio to you. Because Lord knows you couldn't cook a full, proper meal here. I don't know that I have all the accoutrement.
You do not. It's hard to find a spoon in this place.
No,
that's clean.
Come on. All right,
okay,
let's move
on. Okay, listen. So I'm at a
now
party.
Now he wants to move on when it's about him.
Yes, so I'm at Justin's party, and I'm going to make some popcorn because he has, like, no food. And where were the cheesy poofs, by the way?
It was not a party. It was an impromptu get-together.
Okay. If Chicago's Pizza does not deliver popcorn, you're not going to get it here.
We had lots of popcorn. Thank
yeah,
you very
after
much.
I made it. And
well, the people who showed up had lots of popcorn.
I was here.
Late, I think, right?
If at all.
No, because he was here because he commented on your shades that
people.
Apparently, you know, knocked you down for.
Everyone hates my new sunglasses.
Everyone.
Except
Dan.
I didn't say I liked them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You liked them from the front.
Until I saw the side.
Mm.
They look fabulous on me, though. I'm not going to lie.
I will sell them to you for a small markup over what I paid for them.
Honey, even I haven't seen you wear them since.
I got the mall employee discount when I bought them, You can't go get them for what I got them for. The guy was like, you know, if you work at Yankee Candle by chance, you get a 20% discount. I was like, oh yeah, have you smelled our white linen?
Is he cute?
I wonder if this boy still employed.
I don't know if he was giving everybody. I think it was because Sarah was with us, and I think he liked Sarah, and so he knows the way to a woman's heart is through her.
What
gay
kind
friends.
Of sunglasses were those?
Burberry.
So you think there's a straight boy working at Burberry?
No, they're Sunglass Hut.
No, they were from the
Sunglass Hut. Oh, you went to the Sunglass Hut. Yeah, they're straight boys working with the Sunglass Hut.
So anyway, so I got them at a discount. Thank you very much.
Would you give them to me for the discount you received?
No, I would give them to you for a small...
What kind of friend are you?
Not a very good one.
Obviously.
Clearly.
If just giving it away is what means being a good friend, then...
Oh, honey, you've given it away. Yeah.
Then I have lots
of
good
friends.
Okay, let's talk about something other than me.
Mimosas. Dan.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
That's this weekend?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Was
it
yesterday?
Actually, it's specifically one day.
I thought it was
Cinco
like a whole
de
week.
Cinco de Mayo, the May 5th of May.
Well, ask the Mexicans. They're celebrating it the whole week. And I can say that because I am part Mexican.
You are?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Shut up.
Yeah. Gonzalez, what's her last name?
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I did not know
Can't
that.
Can't speak a lick Mexican, but or Spanish.
But
sorry.
You could lick one.
Oh, my God.
But I could lick one.
Oh, demonstrating week after week our cultural ineptitude.
See, I can say that. I get a pass because I have it in me.
Do you get a Speedy Gonzalez pass like at Six
I
Flags?
I can pull that out here.
Have you seen those?
Yes, with a Twicket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Twicket. Oh, have we talked about Twickets before?
Yes.
How would you know?
Because I've listened to this podcast since day
one. Me too, but I can't remember discussing Twickets. But I'm going to Great America on May 19th.
Oh,
if anybody would like to join me, I'm going with my sister and her husband. I'm scared.
That sounds like a lovely time.
Yeah. But they...
What day of the week is that?
They gave me a free season pass. Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
Because you know I'm emotional right now. That's so sweet. So I'm going to Great America with them. So if...
That's
anybody
worth a lot of money.
Wants to go with me?
That is. There's like $100 for those passes.
Here. I know, isn't it? You know, and you can buy my love. You can. I'm just kidding. I've always said that I'm for sale.
I've always said I'm for sale.
Yeah, we know.
You can buy my love.
You probably should take the sign out of the window, though. That really, I think it takes it a little too far.
And the for rent.
Yeah.
You know, to buy, but not rent to own.
My love for rent. Yeah, rent.
Yeah, I don't think I'm up for the RTO.
No?
No.
I don't know. You can make a lot of money that way.
You could
$87 a week for the next 20 years, and this and this $200 couch cheap. Is yours.
So mimosas.
Mimosas.
So Dan brought us mimosas, and they're fabulous.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm a little buzzed.
Of course.
Actually,
hey, to get up this early, I needed something to incentive.
Right now, it's 11:30, although we did meet at 10 o'clock.
No, we didn't.
Or 10:30.
On Andrea time. I would have made it. I set my alarm for 8. I think I accidentally turned it off because it's on my phone. So I think I like picked it up and threw it across the room. So anyway, so then I had to call Justin at 10 and be like, I'm sorry, I'm still in bed. But I was here by 10:23.
You were. It was very quick.
And I look like that. Like I just got out of bed.
I love
although
the outfit
is fabulous,
it
right?
Is.
But yeah, everything the above the neck. Whoa. Whoa, I look like I just did the walk of shame.
You might want to cover that up next time.
Hey, leave my neck alone. Night.
I thought hickeys were like high school.
Thought they were coming back.
What? They're not? Fuck.
Shit.
I need to go to... So, you know who we... Okay, you guys have had too much champagne this morning. So, you know who... You know who's been really quiet this whole time?
Who?
John.
Today, this week, he's going to tell us why Portland's... People from Portland don't get Dan's.
Okay.
Let's listen.
This should be good.
Hello, it is John calling from India for the second of my updates while I'm stationed here, over here in Iraqi.
Iraqi?
I am actually enjoying my time, although I've gotten a little bit of a deli-belly. Don't know if I mentioned that last week, but...
You did.
Yes.
Lots of cramps, lots of shit running out of my asshole.
It's not the water.
I'm doing okay, though. I'm surviving. I do get quite a few hours by the pool, and for the first time in my life, I've actually developed a tan, which is unusual for somebody from Portland, because we're all kind of pasty with the rain and all.
You're not from Portland.
Things Hello. With training are going great. I'm getting to know my kids a little bit better, and I've even been invited over to somebody's house for dinner. This weekend, we're going to go see the Taj Mahal, and I'm anticipating that it's going to be extremely hot. I've got a lot of swamp ass lately because it's been very, very, very
swamp
hot.
Ass?
Swamp
and,
ass?
It's funny, they have a term here. If you say it's humid, they say, no, it's not humid, it's the loo. But they have to say what the loo is, and I have my own definition of what a loo is, and it's... Well, sure, it's a wet place, but it's not humid, I don't think. So that's my update this week. I hope everybody's doing well. And since it's a little post-mature, if you will, happy birthday to you, Justin. I hope you had a great time with Dina in Boston. From what I heard from her, she had a great time, too, and I heard that you had one. So I will talk to you next week. Hope everybody's doing well. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hugs and kisses.
Now, I have a question. I don't know how close Gurgaon, India is to Mumbai, but if John could go and report on that 737 that's blocking traffic that's been on MSN's homepage, little video clip there, there's like this abandoned 737 that they're transporting somewhere. It's actually kind of funny. It's on the highway, and it's just abandoned, and they have this clip of, like, all the locals, like, rushing this plane and stuff. And
how do you abandon a 737 on a main highway?
It's on a truck, though, but it's the funniest thing because these people are crawling inside the plane and stuff, and it's just crazy.
That's housing.
So, John, please go and, you know, let us know about this plane. It's housing.
It is. It's housing there. Holy crap. It's a new building. Everybody get in.
I got in trouble the other day at work for calling India a third world country.
Why?
Because it's a developing country. There are no third world countries.
They're a nuclear power. Therefore, not third world.
But
I don't think it has anything to do with money.
I think it had
more big guns.
I think it had more to do with the fact that the person that I was talking to was from India via London.
Well, okay, Dan.
Anyway.
Nudge to you and nudge to John. Yeah. We had a listener call in and leave some tips for John in India. Justin's going to play that, but right now he's busy
I was trying to figure out how far Gurgaon was from
Mumbai. Yeah.
Did you have any luck?
No. Apparently Google Maps doesn't know India.
Probably not.
So.
No, they don't. I tried looking up Gurgaon the other day and it didn't come up, unless I misspelled it.
Right. It's the same thing with weather.com. And you know how
they
like the weather,
right?
Never
know where you are.
Well, no. You can do everything in the United States, but once you go out to all the other countries, the radar just blows.
I know. Not in a good way.
Yeah. So anyway,
okay.
Let's listen in to our listener.
Yeah. Hang in here. Here we go. I think we got this figured out.
Drinker with funny. What's going on? It's over here in California and fucking Long Beach. No. This is for show. It comes to show, you know what I'm saying? But I looked you guys throughout work. I sent you an email once or twice or something, but I'm fucking pissed that you guys, how pissed am I? That you guys are fucking, you know,
I'm guessing pretty pissed
or whatever you're doing. I'm sad that Dina's leaving. You're fucking hilarious. All you guys make me laugh, like, seriously. And just your fucking, you know, the connection that you have between each other and stuff is fucking cool. Like, I feel like you guys are just a bunch of friends just chilling and fucking recording a show. That's the shit right there. That's the fucking shit. But hopefully you guys are fucking attending Pride over in this motherfucker y'all seeing. But I'm going to miss you guys all. Have a safe trip, John. J-O-N. Like, you know, I listen to you guys' back episodes and everything. Like, I just started listening this year, so I've been missing out on the past couple years. But you guys are great. I wish you guys weren't splitting up or breaking up or whatever, because Dina want to get a fucking marriage on and shit like that. Doesn't mean that you got to leave the show. Like, what the fuck is the deal? You feel me? But, my favorite drink, which I happen to be sipping on about now, is anything that's fucking alcohol, you feel me? I just don't drink beer, you know? But I know you guys hate the Grey Goose, but that's my fucking shit right there. I sip a little Grey Goose, a little Belvedere with a little Diet Coke, because, you know, I got to wash my figure and shit, you feel me? But Bacardi and fucking Diet Coke, that's my fucking sip that I love to sip. And
it's a total ride.
You know, whatever you're doing, Dina, congratulations, you're getting fucking married, your dream come true, all that shit. John, have fun in India. Don't get hepatitis or fucking AIDS or some other type of Ebola virus.
Good tip.
Congratulations, Justin, on your job and shit. You know, that fucking interview that you fucking had to jump through hoops of fire and shit to get to. That might not have been the job, but it prepared you for what you got now. God damn it.
God damn it.
I'm rambling. I'm faded. Fuck it. You know, hey, shit. All y'all in Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? Hold it down. Do your thing. Out here in Cali, Long Beach. If you guys are out here for Pride, fucking hit me up. It's for show. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Be good. Have a good fucking weekend and all that good shit. Nah, yeah. I'll holler at you later. Peace.
We are so going to Los Angeles for Pride.
Totally.
Long Beach?
You mean I love Long Beach.
I love
that.
Her.
I think maybe
Queen
my
Mary is there.
Favorite voicemail ever.
I love her. The only thing I have to say is that whoever said we didn't like Grey Goose and Belvedere and stuff like that's top shelf. It is bottom shelf that we don't like. We don't like the rail stuff. We want top shelf.
No, it's well there, drinks we'll for us.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't care if it is a fundraiser you're going to.
You know, that's a very good point. If you're having a fundraiser at a gay bar, do not serve well drinks.
No. You'll bring more people in.
ROTC, right? Fundraiser at Hydrate.
Ooh, you're going to get hate mail.
Good.
You're going to get hit by one of them rifles the next gay pride parade.
One of them sharpshooters. No, last time I went to a fundraiser for, it's ROTC, I forgot what it's all stands for, but they do the rifles, like in Marching Band.
It's like righteously outrageous twirl core or something like that.
Seriously. And they were twirling, yeah. Let me tell you. Twirl!
And then they were serving cheap drinks?
Well, it was a fundraiser, yeah. So it was $20 for 2 hours
drink
of open
want.
Bar, but it was domestic beer and well drinks. So
you had a headache yeah. the next day.
Which is today.
Yeah, which makes a difference. The well drinks do. I mean,
that's why I brought you some good champagne today.
What are we drinking, Corbel or some shit? We are drinking...
Actually...
Prosecco.
It's really good. I got it from... It was recommended from our boys at the Kafka.
Oh, the Kafka?
Yeah.
It's a pretty bottle.
And it tastes really fine good. To me.
It tastes fine to me, too.
I'm feeling it, so...
Yeah, I'm a beer drinker, so this is
But
weird.
I think that if you're having a beer. Gay event, that if you had, like, open bar top shelf... You would get a lot more people.
And
in
you
there.
Could charge $40.
Exactly. All you have to do is get like Grey Goose to sponsor you or something like that.
See? You should be an event promoter.
Well, in a different life.
Well, we could totally do that together, Dan.
Yeah. Just like we were gonna do the beer. Company. We were gonna do the beer summit.
We can totally do that.
And what happened though?
We don't talk about it anymore. It's only a week old though.
No, but a day later, I found the exact same concept actually was yesterday at Navy Pier.
Oh, that's right. That we didn't get to go.
Beer on the pier.
Did you go?
Didn't get to go or chose not to go?
I had an obligation.
Could not go.
I believe we discussed it on my way up. It was unexpected. Otherwise, I would have been all about it.
I was all about it. But the tax man has come up.
The tax man.
So just a note for all the listeners out there that if you are a contractor, you might want to put some of your paycheck aside because when tax time comes, they really screw you without a reach around, no lube.
Wow.
Just screw you.
That sounds like a bad night.
Is it really bad too? Because you could see a lawyer and settle.
Good.
But you can go on a payment plan. I was on a payment plan for 2 years with the IRS, $60 a month.
That's not bad. I need to call them.
Yeah, it was like $1,500. Although you probably owe more than that, but
I owe more than that.
Yeah, and then I've actually owed a couple grand every year for the longest time, and this year I got $2,620 back. Don't tell Max.
Woohoo!
Hope he's not listening.
Have you diverted those funds?
Thank
to a
God he
secret...
doesn't know how to use the intranet.
Offshore account.
No, I use it to pay his bills, but you know I don't want him to think that it's like spending money.
Something.
Maybe some new shoes. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe something fabulous. But right now, maybe it'll be my, you know, upped security deposit for my apartment because my credit sucks.
Yeah, but you're never going to find an apartment that meets your standards. So.
I know. I might be.
What are you going to do? Are you just going to live with them forever?
No, I'm moving out. I'm going to have to settle. And you know I don't like to settle. But I'm going to have to.
We're friends. I mean, you clearly settle sometimes.
I'm going to have to settle for something.
Don't settle,
because
then we're going to have to hear about it.
It's going to suck.
Just as long as there are no bugs.
Oh, I can't live with bugs.
Mm-hmm. So you got an email asking for some advice.
Actually, from Caliph.
Khalif.
Oh, my God. Khalif. And I should know better. He even included a pronunciation guide.
Pre-mimosa, she said it correctly.
That's true. That's true.
And my name always gets mispronounced, and it pisses me off, and... All these
Why is that,
know.
Andrea?
Oh, you bitch.
Oh.
I'm going to so leap then across the table. Words.
Hey, if people can call me Justine.
I don't know anybody who does that.
I've been called Justine Normus. That's only in the bedroom.
And I'm called Ione Swallows.
Give it up for Ione Swallows.
Woo! Okay, anyway, he asked for some apartment tips, and I am more than happy to oblige.
And questions to ask the landlord.
Yeah, I don't have very many of those because I never actually meet the landlord. I meet the maintenance man named Tino.
And Tino.
And Tino only knows when the apartment's going to become available. But here's a good tip. And Khalif, I'll be happy to email you. I haven't gotten around to it yet. But here's a good tip for you. If the stairs are made of cement, it's probably not a good apartment. Just an FYI.
You've just ruled out 80% of New York City.
I don't live in New York.
No, neither does he.
I live in Chicago.
Chicago.
Which means stairs either need to be wood or carpeted. But I actually visited one.
Wood or carpeted?
Are these the inside
like hardwood
stairs?
Floors or carpeted on the way up?
What
Not
if it's,
cement.
What if it's carpet over
Cement. So it can be.
I don't see that. That's fine. It's carpet. But exposed cement stairs are wrong. And
what if they're going for a loft feel?
Yeah, this wasn't a loft. So that's my tip of the week. If the stairs are cement, don't even bother.
And if there's no elevator and there's more than like 3 floors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that's a law. I think it's over 3 floors you have to have an elevator. Or is it over 5?
I'm not sure.
I was in a 5-story elevator building.
Oh, ADA. That's right.
Is it? Yeah. I'm not quite sure what the deal is. But anyway, cement stairs are wrong.
Wheelchair people messing it up.
Bastards. I shouldn't say that.
Just kidding. That was just a joke.
That was not nice.
I'm sorry.
And yet funny. Sorta. Mm. Not really? Not much? Okay.
I actually get upset when I see, like, areas that a wheelchair person cannot get into.
I'm just like the fucking sidewalk on Broadway in front of the stupid fucking Lakeview Athletic Club that was supposed to open 6 months ago, and they are still building.
They're still building. There's no ramp or anything like that.
Not that I'm bitter.
There's no ramp.
Why do you want
to
go there?
Well, that's the place that I want to go. And then I went one day. They have like a little sales office, and I went to get the scoop on.
So when are you going to be open?
And they were like, oh, we're going to open soon. And they're like, okay, if you sign up today, and only today, we'll give you like $100 off of this and discount that. And I was like, no, I'm going to wait until I can tell that you're actually going to open. They are still building that shit. It looks like it's going to be nice, though.
I mean, is the building complete? Good. Are they just doing indoor
stuff?
Yeah,
no, they gutted an old historic building and are putting a brand new facade over the front and hiding all the elements of the original building, which is
why not
perfect.
Just tear the whole thing down?
But come on, if I took this long to get a project done at work, I'd be fired.
How long have they been building it?
Months.
And when do they have
it's
like
been
opening
like
soon?
Over a year
no, they
now.
Used to, but then they realized they were spending too much money on big vinyl signs that announced when it was going to be open. And after they replaced it for the fourth time, they just stopped.
That's nice.
It was I believe the original date was supposed to be like November, December, and then it was February, and now they just
you don't
it's been over a year. Yeah. They've been at this crap.
Oh, bastards! So
exactly.
Thank God you're here.
Why is that?
Because I want to discuss that show. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've seen commercials for it.
My God. This is something funny. That I can envision us doing just for fun.
So what's the... Give me the rundown.
The concept is that you have, you know, these actors, actresses, people like Jane Lynch, you know, from Best in Show, the dude from Malcolm in the Middle who was hysterical, the guy that plays a father, and they come in, and what they do is they dress them up, and then they make them go through a door into a scene that they've never seen, and the person on the other side of the door says, "Thank God you're here." And then they start this whole improv. They have no idea what's going on. Hysterical.
It
Jennifer Coolidge
funny.
Wasn't it too, but
oh, she was
she disappointed me a little bit, except for the dry ice comment.
That was funny.
I know. I've never cared for dry ice. She was pretending to be a beauty queen contestant, and they asked her if she could just change one thing in the entire world, if she could get rid of one thing, what would it be? And she sat there in her Jennifer Coolidge look, and she said, "I never really cared for dry ice." I don't know where it came from or why anybody would say that, but it was funny.
Wherever she pulled it out of.
And this is something that I could picture us doing, which got me thinking.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to our mall movie?
Oh, I don't know. That was the greatest idea ever.
Who thought of that?
Well, Adina and I think, originally sort of hashed the idea on a road trip at one point. But we're big fans of the, you know, Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, mockumentary movies. And so we came up with the idea that we would do a mockumentary set in a mall. And there always has to be some upcoming pending like event or conclusion. And so there was going to be some sort of like performance of a big star, like Tiffany was going to come and perform in the mall.
I think we're alone now.
So we were going to have all these different characters, and you would get the, you know, documentary style film. And who were you going
to
be?
Well, originally you all had me set up to be the survey lady.
Right. Oh, do you have a few minutes? Could you just answer a few questions?
And then we moved on to first I was going to be like a manager or an associate at the Victoria's Secret. And then it was like the manager of Fredericks of Hollywood or the assistant manager at Fredericks of Hollywood. And then we finally decided that I would be the manager of the adult toy section of Spencer's. That was going to be my job. We decided that Victoria's Secret and all that was way too classy for me.
Right.
And the survey lady, you know, maybe I could have both jobs. You know, I worked that on the weekend, support my unborn child or whatever. We were going to come up with something, but the Spencer toy thing was mine. And you were the manager of the Apple store.
Right, right.
Who thought they were better than everybody else.
Which is perfect for me.
Right. What was Dina going to do?
Oh, I don't remember now.
I don't know if she's
not included on this vision.
No, Dan, this vision was
pre-me.
But Dina still hated you back when we were, you know... And I still hated her.
Someone was going to be
But I love Dina now and still do.
Okay.
Well, because I know she's listening, so I wanted to get that plug in there.
Oh.
Oh, hi, speaking Dina. Of, you might want to get that plug back in there. There you go. Oh, ooh, honey, ooh, ooh. Did you know you can buy enemas with your flexible spending account and it counts as pre-tax?
Really?
Yeah.
Good to know. That's a good tip.
You always learn something on this show.
You
good
do. Tips.
Always learning.
Always. And someone was going to be the kiosk guy who sold the stupid pictures. I can't remember who that was.
Yeah, someone was going to work at the Orange Julius.
Maybe that was John.
And I think Michael was going to work at the Gap.
Michael was going to work at the Gap.
Folding sweaters.
And we were all going to meet somehow in the middle for this big event, and our lives were going to interact very a la Clerks. Mall rats, whatever, the same thing.
Some whatever sort of terrible escalator accident. I don't know.
We need to do that.
I say make it happen.
I'm upset. My camcorder, my little video camera, I've only used it twice. I've used it twice, and it just stopped working completely.
Have I seen this camcorder? It's not on your picture camera. It's not on your
camera. No, it's an actual video.
Have you tried cleaning the lube out of it?
I did try that. So
did it fall off its tripod?
I don't think so. Although I have often thought that producing amateur porn would be a great way to make a ton of money with really very little effort.
It is a great way.
And on the,
is there something you'd like to share, Dave?
Nope, not at this time.
Because we could do it on the internet with $19.95 subscription fees,
right? We could. Speaking of, if anybody wants to see some Andrea boobies, we need four more
boobies.
Four more cock pics. I've talked to several people that have considered sending theirs in. But
they're all freaking out because they're pussies. Yeah. Ooh.
Considering what? Well, what do you mean you talk to them that... That
they're considering sending their picture.
Like, what did they say? Like, what are they afraid of?
Like, well, I've thought about it, but I just, you know.
People get switchy about the internet because they're afraid that if somebody finds out that it's them, and it's just.
Unless you're a porn star, I don't know how anybody else is going to match your cock to that. Well,
unless you have a distinctive penis.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, as long as your face is not in it, no one's going to know it's you.
Right.
But that's just, people are switchy about that.
Switchy?
Yeah.
Switchy. What is switchy?
I don't know.
I was just going to go with it.
You can just go with it, could you? Because there is someone in possession of my pictures in Boston.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Long story, and I'm not going to get into it, but suffice to say, there are many pictures with my face, my whole entire body, and I often worry that if I ever won the lotto or something, they would come out of the world.
Get the money before you take your top off. Mm-hmm. That's what my mom always said.
If my pictures ever showed up for some reason, I'd be like, yeah, that's me.
Well, they were a birthday gift for someone. It's a long story.
Okay, that's a different
thing. We've got some time.
Oh, I had this thing for this guy. Whatever.
Okay.
So
you don't have to get into it.
There was just some pictures taken, and they were set for a birthday gift, and there were some other things done as well. Oh. He does have a beautiful penis. But anyway,
if you have a beautiful penis and you'd like to be part of our new startup amateur porn outfit, send us an email.
At rubbersexual.
At DTWS.
So, speaking of pictures, there's this girl at work who, well, she works in one of our satellite offices, and she's
in outer space.
She is. And so she sent in her laptop because it had some virus on it and stuff like that to be fixed. And lo and behold, there's a picture, a couple pictures of her with spooge across her face.
Oh,
no! Oh
my God.
Didn't know that was coming, did you?
She's so scared.
Oh, no, we didn't tell on her. We just passed her around.
Oh, my God. You are making that
I am not making it up. I'll send it to you.
On her laptop?
On her laptop. On her work laptop.
Oh.
Well, there's things on my work laptop, but not of me.
Wow.
But still, I can't believe people have the audacity to put porn on their work computers. What are you, crazy?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff on people's computers.
Here's what I'll say about that. Not that I don't put, like, porn on my laptop, but when you travel a lot, like I do, mm-hmm. all you have is your work laptop. So if you're on the road for a week or two, your needs still need to be met. Right. And so...
Our IT policy does state, you know, that while this is work equipment, you're welcome to use it for your personal use and this, that, blah, blah. But when you leave, you are required to give it back and this and that. So it's a very open policy and stuff like that.
Nice.
And clearly she took it to a different level.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that at? Was it like in my pictures when you go in there?
I don't know. Our IT person called me over and he's like, look at this. And no. I looked, I'm like, is that? He's like, uh-huh.
So you guys passed it around. That is such a violation
We kept it within the inner circle.
You did. Oh, except yes. that you're going to email
the
it out here.
Circle of trust.
Except you're going to send it, yeah.
But I'll send it to you.
I'd love to see it.
Wow. I would never put a picture like that on a work-related anything.
Yahoo, maybe, but not on a work-related something.
I mean, I might email it out to someone.
I might put it on my MySpace, but I won't put it on my laptop.
Do you have a MySpace?
I don't have a MySpace.
No, you have a Manhunt.
I do have a Manhunt. And if you can find out what my Manhunt is, you'll win a prize.
Do you realize how many times you told me what it is when you were drunk?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the listeners.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I've told you. I've shown it to you. I have logged in and shown it to you.
I've seen far too much of you, Dan.
Shoot, just come to one of my pride parties and you'll see too much of me.
But come before 11 a.m. because
otherwise
that's
I'm
when he'll be passed out drunk. Here, but I'm going to throw this out there just for now to maybe try and plant a seed or two, speaking of.
Well... speaking of spooge,
I think we should organize and plan some sort of formal listener party for market days.
We should.
Because we've got people that are talking about coming in from out of town, and I think some of them will. And I think we should do just one of those afternoons, do an afternoon party, 3 o'clock-ish, so that people can come and then...
At your house?
Well, it could be. Dan is typically the market days host, but
okay,
I'm not opposed.
Okay, as long as there's air conditioning on.
My air's on.
Because I will not be leaving if it's overnight.
You didn't last year.
I did not.
So I think we could do that. And then afternoon, and then the people that are like, oh my God, you people are freaks, can leave and still have their whole night ahead of them. And the people who realize just how fun we are to hang out with.
That would be great. We could do another cookout like thing that we did last year. That was fun.
So if that is of interest to anyone out there, give us some feedback. Let us know.
I could even come over and be part of the cooking festivities if you'd like.
Andre knows how to cook. Let me just throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. As long as I don't have to do the work, come on over.
All right.
I think we should do a DTWF bloat in the Pride Parade.
It's a fib. And
how fun would that be?
Michael and I were both chairman.
I know, you were.
I mean, I was chairman of homecoming the whole entire university, but we also started in the lower ranks as homecoming float committee people. So we know how to make us a float.
I remember the year that Michael was the chair, the co-chair of homecoming, because... I was sitting in the back of we were in one of the convertibles that was for the court, the royalty court, and it had arrived late and Whit needed to go all the way to the front of the parade. So we are in this thing and somebody else was driving. Michael and I are sitting like in the back, like up on the back. And he is screaming at the top of his lungs. It's like the tri-sigs are in the way. He's like, get the fuck out of the way. We got to get this convertible to the front of the parade. Move your ass or you're disqualified. I swear to God, get the fuck out of the way.
He was the chair of the parade.
Yeah.
He did the whole entire parade for the whole entire university. His boss, because I was chair of the entire homecoming.
Oh.
But we started in the lower
Look
ranks in the float area. So... we could totally kick ass float, man. It'd be fucking awesome.
You know what? And we actually talked about that. And I was on, I got on the mailing list for people to be in the parade. And we had talked to, actually with some other podcasts last year about doing it. And what it came down to is like, who really wants to give up their whole Pride Sunday to go ride on the float?
That's why we get an intern to do all the other work. And we just show up, be fabulous for a little bit, and then we get off the float.
Yeah, because this way we'd be watching the crowds instead of the parade. That's and true. We're riding. As long as we don't have to walk. I'm not walking nowhere.
And who's buying the float?
Send your donations to Rubber Spatula.
Send your tissue paper in small squares by the gross. All right. We need to wrap this shit up.
We could just rent a, like, I know a limo guy. We could just get the limo, throw some streamers on it, and hang out top. We could just
put our
drink.
Logo.
There you go.
Inside exactly. The limo every now and then. What's up?
That would be great.
We could podcast from inside the limo.
Live.
Oh.
That won't
download
work.
To your pod, to your iPod live.
This isn't MSNBC.
No. All right.
Okay.
Let's do some howdy do's.
Let's do it.
Who's first?
I'll go first because I have several. I'm doing them all, and I'm gonna shoot my whole load of howdy do's right at once. Starting, I'm gonna start shooting with Morgan. Morgan is in the Baton Rough.
I like that name.
He's going to LSU, and I do miss the Rough. I miss my friends at the Rough, but not most of all because I miss my friends the most. But what I really miss are the Boudin balls at the Chimes. So let me tell you, you have not had these. They are so good. And the Chimes has Cronenberg, which is hard to find. You can't get it around here.
You know how I love some Cronenberg.
I know. So I also have a howdy do going out to Keith in Canada. He currently is in the middle of, like, I think he was literally in the middle of Hudson Bay, but he's moving to North Carolina. He's a teacher. So we chatted on the AIM. I have a howdy do going out to Brent in Chicago. We've been chatting on the AIM. And finally, I have a howdy do going out to Stephen in Edinburgh, Scotland, which I think we howdy did in the past.
I saw him on the Frapper map.
Yes. So cutie patootie. That's a patootie.
He can come on down to Bristol when I'm going to be there.
Well, we had talked about that. He's like, when you were in London, we thought about coming down. But yeah.
Well, I will be in London and Bristol and Munich in my upcoming trip.
I will be in Munich, I hope.
You will be in Munich.
So, Oktoberfest.
I'm going to be in Munich twice this year.
Wow.
I'm going in June and then again for Oktoberfest.
Oh, sehr gut.
Whatever. They all speak English.
English!
I'm going to be in Tallahassee in October.
And I'm going to be in Dallas more often than I'm home for the next
And I'll be in Valencia, California in June, too.
Valencia. What is Valencia? Valencia is a grape or an apple or a... something.
Valencia is an orange.
Orange. That's orange. What it is.
There you go. There you go.
Bring you
I'll bring
some
you some oranges.
Oranges. All right. I'll bring you back some cowboys.
Would you like to go, Dan?
I'll go next with my howdy-do's.
You only have one left.
Okay, well, I have three. First of all, one goes out to Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee is a longtime listener. Really loves Dina.
The Dina.
We all love Dina, too, and we miss her as well. And he sent us an email about just how much he missed her. So we hope, while we know Dina cannot be replaced, we hope to fill your void in somehow, way, shape, form, fashion.
We've replaced about half her boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Count mine.
Oh, sorry. No, I think we've got the boobies covered. that is my nipple.
Matt from Missouri. You did like it.
I loved it.
Matt from Missouri.
Missouri.
He's 18. Legal age.
Legal.
Did he send a picture?
He did not.
Oh.
Age of consent, though, is 17 in Illinois, just so everyone knows. Mm-hmm. But don't send us your cock picture unless you're 18.
Exactly.
Child porn is 18.
But Matt in Missouri did say that we popped his podcast cherry.
Oh.
If you'd like more than that popped, please send an email to
Dan at gwfpodcast.com.
My last one goes to Stacy. She left a voicemail because she had to call us right after she went through the drive-through pharmacy where she said that Harpreet was working.
Oh, her mom has got it going on, let me tell you.
She does. So that's all my howdy-do's.
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 And I have how to do going out to Chris from L.A. I am sorry. I'm not speaking into my very tall, slender microphone.
You're phallic.
Yes.
That she laid claim to.
I did. Mm-hmm. My microphone is the coolest. One. I do. I have the biggest one. Anyway. Chris.
You have the biggest one in a lot of areas.
I do. It's true. Chris from L.A. has two jobs. He works at a trucking company. I don't think he's a driver, though.
Oh.
I think he works a desk because mm-hmm. it enables him to listen to the podcast during the day, and other people hear him laugh. And if he has other people in the truck hearing him laugh, that truck is crowded. Anyway, and he's also a volunteer.
Oh, that's
at,
sweet.
An HIV organization, which we supported last week.
With our beer.
With our beer and our food.
Our burgers.
Blue cheeseburger.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I know. So next good. Week, right?
Are you afraid your microphone's going to go somewhere?
I do. I'm holding it like this. I'm holding it very close.
Sorry, didn't mean that.
So he believes that he's cracked under the pressure, though, because apparently he's working 40 hours at the trucking company and like 30 at the HIV organization. They think that he's cracked.
Well, he's just a volunteer at the HIV organization, which means he's not getting paid. So
do 15 hours.
While we applaud volunteerism.
Right. But I still...
Take a break if you want.
If your sentence only calls for 6 hours a week, just do the 6 hours.
Exactly. Just 6 hours. Mean, don't try and, you know,
don't be
yourself.
Boy George and try and, you know...
Get it done at once. Yeah.
Because if you don't come for money...
Come for something else.
What's that word? How do you pronounce it?
Philanthropy.
Thank you, because that's way too long. There you go. There you go.
Philanthropic.
That's only, you know, for the rich people that don't have anything else to do, but you also have a life to lead.
That's right. So take a break. Come to Chicago. We'll take you out drinking.
Amen. Oh, wow. After I pay the tax man.
Give it a month. Oh, maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. All right. So
howdy do.
Howdy do. Are we all set? You have a Cubs game to go to.
I've got a Cubs game to go to.
All right.
I'm late.
So you can reach us. You can give us a call at 773-828-4397.
Or send us an email at rubberspatula@ddtwfpodcast.com.
All right.
That's a lot of crap.
Can I still catch you on the AIM?
Yes. In fact, I've been on the AIM this week. I've talked to several people.
And that is DTWF Justin?
DTWF Justin.
Maybe I'll create one.
No, there you go. You better do it. Now you have to do it before people hear this because you know somebody will run out and create it.
Some bitch is going to go on. Don't do it. I will see you.
DTWF Dan. You maybe. Better do it.
Yeah. DTWF it. Dan. Get I'll it. Be on there at some point.
Andrea doesn't aim.
Oh, no aim. Aim high.
Do Yahoo.
Sometimes. But only if I'm riding on top.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.